Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening. Today is Tuesday, November 28, 2017. I am Tina C., your host with I Hear Tarot Online Radio. I am super excited to announce to you all we have a special guest. This is our 13th show, and how appropriate, it's a lucky 13th show to have our guest, Yesudas, here with us today. And just to give you a little bit of background, you all, there is so much support, energy, education, experience, again, energy, I emphasize this, that Yesudas has to share with us. But I'm going to give you some highlights. He is a graduate of Seoul University out of Pinaconda, India, and this is southern India. And he specializes in healing the physical, the emotional. We're talking about healing karmas as well, the soul and self. And he also is able to, on many other aspects, not just heal humans, as we'll call it, or others, but also animals, even horses. So I'm going to give you all a moment to speak with him and for him to share a little bit of insight. But the way he gets to work with the show is we still get to have our readings. We still get to plug in and ask our questions. And while we're doing that, he is here in support with healing as you're asking the questions and here with me as I read. He gets to support and receive messages and energy on what's going on behind the scenes that we may not get to see, that I may not get to see, and that may not appear in the cards. And so it's great because we have a different experience, a different energy, a different perspective that comes along with us tonight. So did you have anything you wanted to say?
Just hello, everybody.
All right, you all. So we're going to keep moving on as we do because I feel like we've got a good rhythm that happens. Moving forward, we have and are here courtesy of New Age Guild Spirit Talk Radio. It is 9:02 Pacific Time, 10:02 Mountain, 11 for those that are Central, and 12:02 a.m. for those of you that are staying up with us on Eastern Time. Again, this is our 13th show. Could not do it without you, and appreciate the support that you have and that you offer. While I'm speaking of offers, I want you all to take advantage of what we have going on. This is the season of giving. So we have a couple of different promotions. One, 50% off any gift card you purchase between now and the 25th of December. This is without a coupon code, so just catch up with me and we can purchase, get that processed for you, and that will be $1 a minute for your reading versus the two. And we also have 50% off tarot card readings between now and January 23 of 2018. When you're wanting to move ahead with this tarot card reading, 50% off, call in or redeem the Ingratitude coupon code. And, of course, for those of you that want to call in and catch up with me and talk offline, all readings regardless are 25% off. This goes year-round, and this is just for you participating and being on our phone call sometimes. You guys, we don't have enough time to speak and really get in depth like we'd like to. So we get to take advantage of that 25% off if we catch up offline. So don't hesitate to redeem. As mentioned, and as always, we are broadcasting from beautiful Denver, Colorado. One of my favorite parts about the show when you all call in is getting to hear from where you're calling. And if you could also share your name. So if you would be so open and inclined, again, it's just nice to know the connection that we all have. We've received callers from the East Coast, West Coast, even Canada, so please do call in and share with us from where you're calling and, of course, your name. And give us, of course, a couple of minutes to connect. Sometimes, despite the technology, we don't have the time to connect. And I want to make sure we start out by hearing all the information that we need to hear. So, again, just give us a moment. We're going to move on with our essentials. The call-in number, 323-642-1207. And I always say, let's be friends. Let's connect on Facebook, right? So you can connect with me at I Hear Tarot. And you can connect with me through the New Age Guild at New Age Guild. And through New Age Guild, you can connect with life coaches, shamans, animal healers, animal communicators. And it's different. You're not doubling up. You're not overwhelming yourself with information that you don't need to have, right? So you have different access through different support systems with New Age Guild and with I Hear Tarot. You get me. You get your daily readings. We can answer your questions. Don't hesitate to post them. I am happy to support. You also receive promo information. You get exposure to the different decks I use and insight. Sometimes these cards stand out to you, but it's not exactly the same looking online to see how a card speaks to you. So you get that when you subscribe to my Facebook page, as well as all my other good social media that we have there. So moving on, again, if you want to connect. My social media and other information is at www.ihearterot.com, or you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. And for those of you that are using a rotary phone, I am not judging. That number is 234-978-2768. So moving on to our agenda, you all, it is 7 minutes after the hour. I am excited to have my guest here who is a healer, he is a knower, he is a seer, and he, as we are going through and looking at what you have going on and looking at what the cards have to share with us, Gay Sudas is here to support and share with you what comes through. Now, you all, I want to be clear on this. It's not necessary that everyone receive information as he is present during the readings, but I do want to let you all know that he is here and healing in whatever way the divine says or supports or suggests you should receive healing. So I say that to preface, it's not because you need it in quotes. I don't like to use that word, but it's definitely a benefit that we get to have is this healing and this energy that comes your way. Space is cleared, energy is cleared, healing happens, and this is all during a reading. And if something extra comes through, then Yay Sudas is going to share that with you at the end of your reading. So if you're open to it, we can expand on that as much as we can. I know we have a limited time at the end of this. We only have an hour. And so I'll push through as quickly as I can. I don't want to step over you as a caller and as your question and your matter is very important to me, but we're going to try to make sure that we have enough time to express what comes through that Yay Sudas receives that I might not see. So moving ahead, we're going to look at our calls. I know we have those on the line right now that are waiting ever so patiently, so we are going to get right back to you. I want to say thank you for being prompt, for being on standby. We're going to look at our card of the month using our Radiant Weight deck. We're going to look at our card of the day using our Tarot of the Old Path deck. And we're going to look at our card of the week using our Angel Tarot. You all, there's so much transition going on. It's the end of the month, and there's a lot of shift, and it's been happening. So there's a lot of back and forth energy between the beingness and between the mentality that we're spending and how we're processing it. So we're going to talk about that because there is a lot going on. And we also have a beautiful new deck I want to introduce to you. It is called Heal Yourself. It's a reading card deck. So I'm not going to even say it's an oracle deck. This is 36 cards, right? And so it's called Heal Yourself. I'm going to give you a sample of what this looks like. And if there is a lot of feedback, a lot of energy on this,
looking forward to using this next month because now we get to work with another deck, which is always nice. And we're not going to forget our postcard from Spirit and see what that card has to say for us. Now, without further ado, we are going to move ahead to our callers. It sounds like we've got Keisha on the phone asking about career. Is that right?
Yes.
Keisha, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
From Georgia.
How are you doing,
Keisha,
tonight?
Have you called in before?
I probably have. Now that I think about it, yes, I think I have.
Well, let me just tell you, I love that you're listening, and I love that you're calling in. So, tell me, what question is on your mind?
I just want to know, do you see me getting a new job soon, and if I've already applied for that particular position?
Oh, okay. So we're wanting to know if we're going to get one of the jobs that we've applied for.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So let's look at this. Okay. Okay, so this is such a good question because there's more than one element. So I'm keeping it really simple and asking if you're, just like you asked, are you going to get a job that you've already applied for? And the cards are coming back and saying yes, right? And so I'm going to work through this one. The first things that was coming through was yes, and I guess location is a part of the job hunt. So we're seeing I don't know why I'm saying that exactly, but it's almost like I'm getting that this is going to be something or somewhere that's comfortable to where you currently live or will work with where you live. So it's not like we have to go out of our way to get the job that we want to have and we're going to have to endure all this crazy traffic. It's almost like that blends in nicely with our home life, right? I will say, let me see here, because this card gets my attention, and I'm just trying to see what it wants to share with us. You're not considering moving, are you, Keisha?
Yeah, but I need a job. And then I was kind of thinking about looking for another roommate situation. But I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I just stay here for a couple of months until I get a job and then get in the next move I make. I would like it to be by myself in my own little confined, you know?
Yes. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. So one of the cards that wasn't quite jiving with me was the Seven of Swords. And so this card can indicate from time to time separation, disconnection, and divorce. And so that actually ties in with what you're trying to do. We're trying to separate ourselves, live independently, but also be able to sustain ourselves. So yes, I see it as something that you have applied for. Yes, I see it as something that does work for your personal life. And it's interesting because there's a lot of energy around your home and how that looks. They're saying that we don't have to, the way it is when you get the job isn't the way it's going to be forever. And I know that sounds kind of dramatic, but that's one of the things that's coming through. So to answer your question, yes, exactly. We just need to be open to that. So it's interesting because it's almost like the way it's coming through is the vision is there, but it's a little clouded but I need this and everything else needs to be in line. And the cards are saying, don't even worry about that. Let's just get the job. And then the rest of it, we can kind of put on the table and start working through piece by piece. So we're sending positive energy out there and just being open to not being married to the way it's going to look, which is kind of ironic.
Right.
But yes, we're seeing positive outcome as far as the work you put in and the applications you put in and the response that you should be getting.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, and then you see if you say that's had anything else to share.
Yeah, for me, it was just very simple. I heard yes, and I heard that you need to trust.
I know.
And
I'm not,
I don't know if you're aware of the energy is shifting around you, but if you put your hands up, you should be able to feel the divine put their hands on yours, and you can pull that into your heart. a blessing.
Okay.
Beautiful. Keisha, thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless.
I'm like, all right. You too.
Take it easy.
Take care.
Bye.
Uh-huh. You too. Thanks. All right. That was, you know, this is my first time working with Yaesu Das in this fashion. And to be honest with you, it's my first time working with anyone in this fashion. And it was so beautiful to see and hear and read the cards as I do, and then get this response on such a simplistic, different, but same level. And then to hear and envision as he's telling Keisha, open your hands and you can receive and feel the divine basically holding yours as we go through this transition, as you go through this transition, and close your eyes and have faith.
Everybody can do this.
And he's saying, as you can hear, everyone can do this.
Yes.
So it's just, you know, it's one thing to be, you know, receive affirmation from the cards. It's another thing to receive it from a friend. But, you know, as we're sitting here together, getting to share these questions with you, to have him come back and say in such a simplistic, beautiful way, this is what's going on. This is what you can do. It's just really promising, and it's really supportive. So I hope you all are as open to receiving messages as I am. And if we can, we're going to continue this as we're giving and read through using the cards. Yaesu Das is going to support and share with you the messages that come through as we're reading. So it's great because we don't have to worry. We get to see what comes through. So it is now 17 minutes after the hour, you all. It does look like we have Kim on standby who has a question about career. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Hey, Kim, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York? Well, thank you for staying up with us.
It's not a problem. I've been trying to get more sleep unsuccessfully, so I figured I'd call in.
Well, maybe this reading and energy will put your mind at ease. What's on your mind speaking of?
Okay. So I'm trying to do what you call a career pivot, which is doing something different, or at the very least, at another place of employment. I'm not waiting to hear back for anything because I haven't applied for anything yet, just on the fact that I wasn't sure where to go yet. But I am getting a resume, and I'm just trying to see what I can do to tap in, the spirit, just to get some nudge along from the universe to help me along. When I try to do my daily affirmations and put out those good vibes, I was wondering if you still had any messages for spirit for me.
Okay, and these messages, are they coming through with you're on the right track? Are you wanting to know which direction you should take, as in you have a career choice or options in front of you? Or just give me a little more detail on what
you're
asking.
Yes, sure. It's the direction to go.
The direction to go. Okay, and so do you have a couple of options in front of you that you want to see if we should go this way or that way, or...
Actually, no, not yet.
Okay, so this is interesting. So let's see what's around that. We're just going to look at the topic of career specifically for you, Tim,
okay.
And I'm going to see, I'm just going to walk you through what the cards are saying, and maybe something resonates with you, and that'll help give you some direction, right?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. So what's coming through, Tim, is I know where the big word that we're using is career, right? But what's coming through, interestingly enough, is a lot of your personal life. So it's almost like we want to be satisfied personally, and we also want to have our career life, but our personal life. So it's interesting because it's not just about career and bread and butter, so to speak. It's also about our standard of living and our comfort of living and what we're going to have moving forward. And I also get for you that we're not doing anything short term. This is something that we want to be able to, like, feel comfortable and sit and be in. And this is like longer term, right? And we're creating, not only creating security for self, but also getting to tap into that later on when we want to. So it's not just about career. There's more around it. So I can see why you're unsettled with a quick answer. Let me see what else we have here. You know, it's interesting too,
this could come across two ways. It could be, it's almost like, you know, Tim, it could almost be like we're waiting for that, either that idea or that pitch or that letter in the mail that's like, ah, that's what it is. That's where I want to go. That's the direction. And that like aha and that energetic spike that happens. And it's almost like the way it's coming across in the cards is we don't see that just yet. We're still waiting for that to happen, for that really impassioned, this is what I'm going to do now. How do I make it happen, right? And I also see,
right,
we're seeing a hierophant. So this is also wanting, expressing that we get to tap into our belief system and where we are now. It's interesting. I know that you're saying that this is kind of your about face, and this really has to do with a lot with your growth too, and how you see things and how you believe things at this point. There's a different mindset and there's an energy on that too. So, you know, trying to answer your question.
I know I didn't give you much work, please.
No, it's okay. I can see why you're asking the question, because it, like we said, it's not just about a new career that, you know, is X amount of money and has benefits, right? It's again, what happens after you get off work? What happens on your weekends? That's where it's at for you. That's what we're looking at. So there's just more to it. The only thing I can say that's coming through right now is this is about you and it gets to be about you. You do get to be particular with what you want to happen. We are waiting to hear some news. So what I'm getting, again, which is standing out, is if you get that message, whether it's an idea, it's when you fall asleep, it's whatever connects to you. It's almost like they're saying, throw everything on the board and see what sticks out. Don't rule anything out as a possibility for you and a direction for you, but you're definitely in the right place of being open because you're aware of what you want, and then you get to fill in the rest. So I don't know if that totally supports your question, but the cards are indicating following your spirituality, your belief system, taking care of yourself after work, because it's not work that's going to define you. It's going to be after work and who you are that defines you, and your home life. Those are some really important, and partnership. Those are some really important aspects that you're really looking at. It's not just about career.
Got it. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Cool. You're welcome, my dear. You did us. Did you have anything else?
It's just the same as the last caller. They've been doing some energy work on them while you were doing the reading. And I don't know how much everybody's different and how much they can feel. But if I bring attention to it, then maybe they pay attention and then they can feel. But maybe he'll sleep good tonight.
Okay. You know, that's a good point, Tim. You're asking the question right now, and it's out there. So the same thing that sticks is this is just really about the life that you want to live, not necessarily just about the job that you're going to have.
Indeed. Okay. Got it.
All right, my dear. Well, thank you
time.
For calling in.
Sure. Have a great night. Thanks
a lot.
All right.
Take care. You're welcome. Bye. All right, you all. So, two beautiful questions, and this is one of my favorite parts about Tarot. As I often say, it's not necessarily just about the question that we present. It's the energy and what's going on around the question. And so for Tim, definitely a good conversation to have offline. And while I'm thinking about it, you all, last week I offered a promotion, a free 15-minute Tarot card reading for those listeners that call in with the coupon code 1121. And I am so happy and grateful to share with you that four callers from our show yesterday called in to redeem that coupon. So that is good until the end of November, right? And so we have a little bit of time left, but I'm sharing this with you because you all can still call in after the show. You can shoot me an email. I had forms of communication both ways, and say, hey, I'm just redeeming the 1121 free 15-minute coupon code. How do we go about it? And so we can arrange a time if I'm available then to certainly move ahead. If not, we can arrange a time when you're available. And as always, for any reading, you want to make sure you're in the space that you're quiet and you are able to concentrate. So, you know, if you're in a loud place, then step away. Step outside or whatever you need to do to be in the place where you can receive the messages. But again,
1121 is the number to receive your 15-minute reading for free. This is a $30 value. So it is good throughout the month of November for first-time callers, first-time clients. So, my dears, unfortunately, if you've already redeemed, we can't use that coupon code again. But for those of you who have not, give me a buzz and we can work it out. 1121, a free 15-minute reading. It is now 25 minutes after the hour. We have a guest with us today, Yesedas, who is here to share with you whatever messages come through from God, Source, Spirit. You receive them in many different ways, but more importantly, and in addition, as you're on the line with us, He is sending out healing, light, and love that goes directly to you, and it's exclusive to you, however you may need it. So without further ado, we're going to move our head to our next caller. It looks like we have Barbara also on the line asking about career. Is that right? Hello? Barbara, is that you? Barbara, can you hear us okay?
Hello? I can.
Sounds like
I
you're
can hear you.
Oh, there you are, my dear. Can you hear us okay?
Oh.
Barbara, yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut tonight.
It sounds like you said Connecticut. Our connection's a little staticky and is breaking up.
I'm sorry. The energy in my house is weird. Yeah.
There you are. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not trying to think backwards. I know that I'm looking for a better job opportunity, and I'm putting in different applications. I think I don't know. I think much put it that way.
Barbara, my dear, I wanna be clear on your question, but you're breaking up and I can't quite catch everything you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No,
I was just saying
that's better.
Generally you can generally you can just see where I'm at career wise. I would much appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay, so are you asking, are we looking at a shift in our career? Are we looking for changing our career where we are? A little more specifically, what are you asking?
Okay, a shift in it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, you know, I'm just going to get a pulse on what's around your current career. You're working right now, is that right?
Yes, yes I am.
There's definitely some energy on that. And you know what's almost coming through, Barbara, is so what's coming through is spinning your wheels, not producing. We're seeing the same thing. We're not getting different results. So let's see what's going on with that, because there's definitely some energy coming up through the cards. So let me just see what else they want to say. Barbara, this is a random question. Are you, and how have you been feeling like, it's almost like what's coming through is, this is going to be cliche, but it's like everyone is surpassing you, everyone is moving, and you're standing in the same place, and you shouldn't be there almost?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's really a little frustrating because the cards are coming up, and they're almost resurfacing in a completely different order, and they're not answering our question. So it's almost like that's what's coming through for your career is like just spinning our wheels. This isn't where we're supposed to be, and so I can see the frustration. Definitely can see the frustration. Okay. Yeah, and so we're also seeing, you know, the good news is we're seeing some eights in what the cards are coming back and saying. So eight is really positive in the way that we're closer towards – accomplishing or reaching the end of a phase, and we get to move on. So know that. So there's some energy on shift. We're also seeing our strength card. So I will be honest with you, the cards are indicating that you're going through and having to deal with some things that maybe you shouldn't, or maybe you should, and it's just taking a lot longer than we expected, right? Because I get that you're going to pay your dues and you're open to that. And we're also seeing, and this card gets my attention, we're seeing the Eight of Swords, and so this card is also talking about being restricted. And this could go in so many different ways, Barbara. It could be a matter of where you are physically and just the job setting. It could be the energy that we have on it. It could be because we don't know what it is we want to do after this and that we just feel stuck. And that feeling of being stuck is preventing us from moving ahead. What's coming through, and I want to offer you some support with this card, is we pulled the High Priestess. So this card is telling us that things are going to come back in balance, that this is indeed a phase that we get to work through, but they're talking a lot about falling back into balance, and that's what they're indicating. We're almost out of whack, and it's like Groundhog Day in a negative way. We're just not producing results, so therefore we can't make changes. Does that make sense?
Very.
Yeah.
Because
so,
when I think that I'm making a breakthrough, it's like I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Put it this way. I know that I've got recommendations, but it's somehow it's not reaching my company.
Yeah, so you're taking some action. I see.
So I'm wondering if someone's blocking me, or is just that what it is? You know what I mean?
Yeah, please.
I think that you have to get a little more clear on what you want,
mm-hmm.
instead of leaving it, you know, in the wind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you get clear on what you want, then you can manifest it.
And we get to work through that block. So tell you what, Barbara, this is a great question. I want you to redeem your free 15 minutes with me. So shoot me an email or give me a buzz after the show or tomorrow. Let's arrange a time when you and I can get in depth with that question and look specifically at the cards. I know you're asking about blocking. I know you're asking about what the hang-up is in between your effort and why we're not getting the results. Definitely a question that we can expand on, and I want you to redeem the coupon code. So just like I said, give me a buzz or shoot me an email, and we can work out a time to speak and be in depth, and I can focus specifically on what you've got going on.
Okay, thank you so very much.
All right, my dear, you take care. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, so, you know, I love getting to look at what the cards have to say when you pose a question, right? Because they know just what to say. But it gets, and as I always encourage you to do, it gets really in-depth when we get in-depth with our question. And so, you know, to Sados' perspective and point, it's about we have to be specific to what we want and we take versus it being handed to us in a way, right? And so we get to look in depth at what might be blocking what it is we want. And it could be ourselves. It could be the head noise and the static and the energy we have on it, or it could genuinely be something like we're using the wrong email address. Or maybe there is some energy out there and someone has negative or selfish intention, and that somehow is getting in the way of what we've got going on, right? But no one wants to feel like we're imprisoned by someone else's will. And that's what this question seems to be posing. So another great opportunity to redeem the 1121 free 15-minute tarot card reading option by the end of the month, you all. We don't have much longer. And I say that with the pure intention of wanting to support you all and getting to do so. So don't hesitate to call, give me a buzz, shoot me an email so we can work that out. It is now 34 minutes after the hour. It looks like we have Veronica on standby with a question regarding romance. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. What you see in the romance felt pretty pleased. Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, Veronica. I didn't catch most of that.
Yes, I'm sorry. Let me fix my phone here. And I have a question about the romance. If anything for me or anybody interested in me or there you go. Whatever you see in the romance, I'm interested to know, please.
Okay. All right, Veronica. So what we're really asking, and we're not in a romantic relationship right now. Is that right?
No, ma'am. You got it. No relationship at this time. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and we want to see if anything is around the corner. Is that what we're asking?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let's look at that. Okay, Veronica, so I'm going to ask a couple of questions here because there's a couple of cards that are bringing these questions up. So one of my first ones is, are you going through any transition, whether it's a move, whether it's a job, whether it's a significant shift in your life or anything like that right now?
Yes, ma'am, all three. Yes, ma'am, very, very well said. Yes, all three.
Okay, great, thank you. And then have we recently ended a relationship or really completed a relationship on your end at all?
No relationship at all. It's just that there's this, like for my new job career, and this man, it's just, he's the same age as me, and he's the same birthday as me, same month, same year, and I was just, there's so much interest in me, and that's why I was wanting to ask in the romance.
Interesting. Yeah, okay. So, you know, what's coming through is because you've got so much going on right now, it's like the vision that just came through is there's, like, literally waiting for the dust to settle, and so right now we're not seeing totally clearly, but I get that we have a connection with the person who is so like us or seems so like us, and it's easy almost to hold their hand because we're so connected in that way. But what I'm getting with the cards is we're still working through settling ourselves into what we have going on. And there has been some separation and disconnection, especially if there's that being involved with a move. So what I'm trying to share with you is that you're in a place where you're undertaking a lot. And it's almost like they're saying the world is your oyster. You can have anything you want. It's a matter of how it looks to you. And you're still in that place, the cards are saying, where you're really finding what moves you, right? And so it gets to be your choice. You get to have it all, which is beautiful. If you're asking specifically about this person that you just mentioned, I'm not seeing that in the cards right now for you. What I see is a lot of options in front of you otherwise, and we get to work that out, settle into what we have going on, and then we have that space for relationship. And I know that's not exactly what you want to hear, but please know that the cards are saying that you're working on what you've got going on that's going to last a lifetime, and that relationship gets to come in when that settles. It's almost like we have to wait for everything to settle before it's solid and you know what you have to offer and you know what you get to stand for in a relationship, and that's what the cards are saying is you being settled to know when you're making your stand and what your stand is. So it's really just about you becoming solid. It's not so much about the change. It's just you regaining that being grounded. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. I'm really, cards are right, and I'm really grateful I called in. It's good guidance for me. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Veronica. And we have one more message for you.
So,
yes, ma'am.
From what I was feeling is that maybe your heart wasn't really open yet for somebody, and the energy that I felt was God putting some energy into your heart, opening it so that what it is you're desiring can come through.
Yeah, does that make sense, Veronica?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, you know, listen, keep us posted and don't hesitate to keep listening and calling in. We get to see how this changes week by week, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, my dear. You take care.
Yeah, thank you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. And so just a beautiful, beautiful question from Veronica that, again, has insight that come from the cards, which is we get to settle in and be grounded in our convictions, be grounded in who and what we are, right? And we don't have to, even though we can't see the person, we don't have to feel compelled to connect with them, even though these idiosyncrasies, so to speak, were so overwhelming and almost telling us, no, this is the person, right? But just as the message that they say to Scott, it's about opening the heart and knowing that that's there and tapping into that. And it's really just the universe saying, hey, it's still there, and then going away again so we can be grounded again. So just beautiful messages that come through. I want to thank you all, and especially Veronica, for such a lovely open question. You're coming to the table vulnerable and willing to receive messages not just from me, but from others. And that's really a lot, and that's really vulnerable and trust. And I really appreciate you guys putting it out there so the cards can come back with the same response. It is now 41 minutes after the hour, you all. I just want to share with you, if you can't tell, how excited I am to be here on our 13th show with a guest who brings energy, light, and love and experience and messages that only he can. And it's beautiful. It is our 13th show. Quite lucky. And we're going to be going into our third month, you all. So if this doesn't describe tarot and the way numbers work, I don't know what does. But we're gaining momentum, we're gaining stability, we're gaining understanding. And so I just want to express my appreciation and gratitude for having you all here with me. Could not do it without you. And for the opportunity of having a guest here who gets to tap in and bring spirit with him along the way. So 42 minutes after the hour, it looks like we have Jacqueline on the line who is calling regarding a family relationship. Is that right?
Strained relationship with them since my mother passed. I have one brother in particular who has done some really troublesome things to me. And I just want to see what you see in the cards, because he's supposed to move out the house and leave, and he's just delaying it, and it's costing me a lot of money. I just want to see what you see in the cards, how to handle him.
Okay. So, Jacqueline, a little bit of what you were saying wasn't coming through, but the gist that I'm getting right now is that you said it's your brother living in the house with you who has stayed in
the house.
Not
living with me. He's living in the house. He should have vacated the house over a year ago.
Oh, I see. And he hasn't yet done that. So we're wanting to see what the cards are going to say about his transition out of the house. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's see what the cards want to say. We're going to look and see what they want to say about the scenario around the situation. Are you able to share his name at all?
Winston.
Winston, okay. All right, so let's look at this. Okay. All right. Okay, Jacqueline. So I'm going to walk through this. I pulled six cards, and I'm going to walk through what they're saying. One of the first cards that's coming up is the Temperance card. It's our major arcana, so a lot of times I look at this card as universe is coming in and sharing this message. And they're telling us it's taking time. A Temperance card is our patience card. Now, I get that we're going to want to know, and we're going to state, we put in a lot of patience, we put in a lot of time, we put in a lot of money, we put a lot of effort in. I get that in the cards. It's coming through plain. And in fact, the cards are even coming through and saying it is about time that we stop carrying this weight. It's no longer yours. It's no longer serving. I see that. And I also see it's keeping us up at night. We're looking at a Nine of Swords, which is all about not necessarily nightmare, but definitely something that is on our mind when we fall asleep. It's on our mind when we wake up. It's in our waking hours. And so there's definitely energy on that. And what's really even a little frustrating about that, about this situation, is that we know we want a happy family. We know we want to be just content with what we have going on.
And we also still see the good in Winston. We still see positive energy there. It's not all negative, all bad. What I will say is coming up also, Jacqueline, is our 21, the World card. And so this card is all about the conclusion of phases, and we get to move ahead. So I want you to know that, yes, I see the grief and I'm seeing the frustration that's here. The cards are definitely agreeing and signifying the same thing that you said. It is time we stop carrying this load, this weight. It's no longer ours. It's no longer serving. We're seeing that here. We're seeing that we want peace and we want harmony in the family. And I want to say, for what it's worth, the 21 is telling us this gets to be the conclusion, the end of what's going on. Your next question might be how soon and what does it look like and when is this going to happen? And that's probably a conversation that we can have offline. We only have a few more minutes for the show. So if you can give me a buzz or shoot me an email, Jacqueline, so we can look at this specifically. You can redeem that 1121 coupon code. And let's look at this question specifically, because I know it's really weighing on you, and I want to give you your question, and I want to give you 100% of my attention.
So what is the number?
So it's 234-978-2768.
234-978-2768.
Yes. So give me a call, whether or not it's after the, probably tomorrow, I'll be wrapping up our show tonight with our guests. So give me a call and let me know when is a good time for us to look at your question and see what comes from the cards and what we can expect.
Okay.
All right, my dear, please give me a call.
I sure will.
Oh, and we have one more message. Go ahead.
All I saw was you just, you know, putting your foot down and just making it so.
And so it shall be. So we're going to expand on that, my dear, okay? So give me a call
okay.
so we can work out the details.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Take care.
See you soon. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. All right, my dears, it is 47 minutes after the hour. These are some in-depth questions, and I want to, again, extend my appreciation to those of you that are calling in and being open and willing and vulnerable. It looks like we have one more call on the line. Sonia, my dear, if you are there, I do want to preface we have about 3 minutes to address your question, but if you are open and willing, so am I.
Hello, my name is Sonia, and I would like to know if you see my finances getting better.
Okay. And then when we say finances, Sonia, are we talking about your income, like your work, are we talking about your credit line expanding and your credit score getting better? How are we looking at our finances?
My work.
Okay. So almost like we're wanting to see if not only do we get a, now is it, are we looking for a raise or is it we're looking for a different job with better income?
A different job with better income.
Okay. Different job with better income. All right, let's see. Sonia, are you looking for work right now, currently?
Yes, I am. But okay. I am working, but I'm not happy there.
Okay, so I'm going to run through this because we just have another minute or so. So the cards are saying yes, that your hard work prevails and that you do get to receive, okay, yes, another job is out there for you that is going to suit what you want to do, right? And they're actually talking about this is a good time for you to be in that place because it's going to be about what you want to do and what actually moves you. There's way more to you than what you're doing right now, and you actually get to expand on that. And the universe is saying that's what we want you to do too. They want you to find something that you love doing, that you want to do, and that you like being there, right, where it doesn't even feel like work because there's a part of you that you leave that you don't get back. And so – And we're seeing, I don't know the best way to say this, but we're seeing you held back. I see the devil card here, and that's a card to keep in mind, and I don't say that to scare you. I say that to express to you when we're seeing that there's still some resistance somewhere that's preventing you from moving ahead, and we get to look at what that card is, right? So, yes, I want to tell you this to encourage you to have faith and keep doing what you're doing, whether you're applying for jobs, whether you're redoing your resume, whether you're even throwing yourself out there, unlike you think you would ever get this job, but you're just going to put it out there. Go for it, because something is going to stick for you, but we just don't know what it is right now.
Okay. Thank you.
So you're welcome, my dear. And then just encouraging you, if you have time, give me a buzz or shoot me an email so we can look at that in depth with your 15-minute reading for free, okay?
Okay. All right.
My dear.
Do that.
You take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, my dears. So it is now 10 minutes till the hour. And I always try to remain committed to sticking with the agenda that we discussed at the beginning of the hour. But I want to take a moment and just give our guest time to introduce himself, to start with his name and how it's pronounced, because I want to make sure that you're getting the full breadth of who and what he is and how he lives and breathes and how he receives his messages.
My name is Yesu Das. And most of you probably gathered, Yesu is Jesus, and Das is a divine servant. And I know it sounds like the Christian path, but for me, it's kind of everything, you know, and I went the Eastern way. And it just happens to be that Jesus is my main teacher and has blessed me tremendously and guided me to everything that I have learned and received. Other than that, I don't know what else to tell them.
Okay.
You know, it's, I don't know.
You know, and this is great because I want to, you know, you all can't see him, but I'm sitting here with him. And just this, you know, he looks, lives and breathes just like we do. He just receives messages just as we do in our own gifted ways. And so, you know, he doesn't know what else to say and how else to express himself, but so much gets to come through him that we get to tap into or that we get to use that he shares with us, right? And so it's been a gift to have him on, again, to give us the yin to the yang or vice versa to the messages that the cards have shared with us. So I've committed. I'm going to run through our card of the day, our card of the week. You know, we're ending the month of November with the Queen of with the Page of Wands. And so this card is all about, we're concluding with our Queen of Wands for the month. So we're starting out the end of the month, so to speak, or the beginning of the next month, so to speak, with the inner motivation of who and what we are. It's time to let, and this is what the cards are saying, and this is a lot of the calls that we've gotten tonight. We're letting the cat out of the bag. It's time to make a difference in what we're doing. We're tired of just being here and sitting here and receiving what we feel like we have to. Now it's the time, the opportunity for what we get to decide we want. That's where we're ending the month of November. We're finding our voice. We're tapping into that inner intuition, to that spirit, to that fire, that passion. And we're feeling secure with what it is and what we have to offer and what we're asking for. So we're getting to exercise that intuition and tap into our instincts. We're also going to look at our Tarot of the Old Path. This is our card of the day. It's one of my favorite decks to use because not only does it give us a description of what's going on, but more specifically, it gives us a description of who and what is around us. And I know this is the end of the day, so you can reflect and see if anyone was around you today that matches a description, or we'll see what comes around tomorrow, right? Looking at our Tarot of the Old Path card of the day, it is the Knight of Pentacles, and the description reads, a black-haired, black-eyed young man, capable, dependable, diligent person who is highly trained in his field of endeavor, a methodical person who tends to be materialistic, responsible. So that's really interesting because it's giving us a description of who this person is, and also the traits that might be, or even the experience or energy that might be around him, right? The reverse meaning for this card, for those of you who read the cards upside down and right side up, is a careless and idle person,
a lack of determination and direction, inertia. So that's really interesting too, because we're not going to say it's the complete opposite of someone, because it wasn't the complete opposite, but it's also telling us that we're feeling, or that person could be unmotivated or feeling like they're spinning their wheels. So it gives us some insight again to what's going on. It's not necessarily just about the person or just about the situation. There's some energy on what's going on, and we get to look at that. Moving our head, it is now 5 minutes before the hour, so I want to share with you all our Angel Tarot card of the week. I love this deck because it is so descriptive, it is so beautiful in imagery, and it is so helpful for those of you that are learning the cards, or also that just need to refresh your memory or get a different perspective. So our card of the week is the Seven of Air. We're seeing a lot of that. If you all are following me on Facebook, and if you're not, I encourage you to. We're seeing a lot of the air suit, right? So there's a lot of energy going on in our minds, a lot of stuff that we're working through and reconciling. And the Seven of Air reads, stop what you're doing and thoroughly examine the truth of the situation. It's possible that your course of action has significant omissions or may be based on incorrect assumptions. Review your plans with an objective eye or consult an expert to help identify necessary adjustments. Exercise caution with the details and avoid carelessness. Review the timeline of your actions. It may be too soon to move forward, or it's possible you're procrastinating and missing perfect timing. Consider that someone involved may have a hidden agenda. Now, you all, I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but I'm hearing some of the same messages and concerns that we've received on the calls tonight. Is there a block? Is there something I don't know about? Is this the wrong time? I feel like now is the time to move. So we're seeing that energy expressed in the cards. The Seven of Air card specifically reads, plans that need revision, more going on than meets the eye, and poor timing.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on, my loves, to our postcard from Spirit. This is a way we get to hear what Spirit wants to share with us in written form. We get to reflect on it. We get to understand and hear in a concise way what it is they would like to share with us. So this card reads, dearest you, everything is in divine order. Even in chaos, there is order, and we are always in awe of this. For you, though, on your human journey, things can get disorganized in your mind and physical reality. You need to get rid of the clutter, whether it be too many stories in your mind, too many what-ifs or fearful thoughts of the past or future. Instead, focus on the now. Empty your mind, clean your house, and throw out any object that tells you an uncomfortable story. Discern what you have, sort, purge, clear, and organize. We want you to have a space to fill with something better. Spirit loves a vacuum as it gives space for brilliant new energy. Let go of what is not serving you and give order to what remains. See them and know their value. Your soul needs organization in order to keep your connection to us and to Spirit free of distraction. You all, I did not plan these cards. They are all saying the same thing. It's beautiful and encouraging to see. We get to let go of what isn't serving us. We get to let go of situations, to those relationships that aren't serving us. You're asking the right questions at the right time, you all, and I want to encourage you to know that. All of these calls tonight are based on, is now the right time to move? When is this coming into my life? And how do I take action on it for it to happen and manifest? So again, beautiful card, beautiful postcard from Spirit. It is now 2 minutes before our show is ending. And I want to thank Keisha, Tim, Barbara, Veronica, Jacqueline, and Sonia for making the 13th show the way you all have. Again, I could not do it without you. Could not do without my special guest, Yay Sudas, without the energy he has brought and the insight he has brought to the show. And I'm going to give you a quick teaser on this Heal Yourself deck that I mentioned earlier. The intro, and you can think on this and we can percolate on this and see what comes together next week, is, my dear open-hearted reader, you are holding this booklet because there is a stirring deep inside your soul that says there is more to life than what you have experienced so far. You may not know exactly what you need to change. You may feel that it is time for you to transform and to receive real self-love, intuitive guidance, courage, and healing.
You know, I'm not even going to expand on that because that is exactly where it is, where we are, where we need to be for next week and for today. Tune in, you all, next week. We're going to go over the cards of the month. We're starting a new month, you all. We're going to tap into that. We're going to look at our card of the week and our card of the day, as we always do. And I'm going to encourage you and remind you that I love hearing from you, and my mission is to empower you with insight and understanding so you can make sound judgments and move ahead with confidence. It's yours to know. I love you. Take care, and talk to you next week.